Tuesday, September 2, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Monday night, the Department of Trade and Industry released further details on its proposed successor to the Motor Industry Development Programme. It said that the new scheme would be taken to Cabinet for approval soon. The Automotive Industry Programme set a 50,000 unit a year threshold for manufacturers seeking to import components duty-free. It also placed greater emphasis on component localization and could well embrace components for medium and heavy commercial vehicles. These were excluded under the MIDP. National Association of Automobile Manufacturers of South Africa Executive Director Nico Vermeulen said that while he was convinced the AIP would be a robust program that would be supportive of increased production and further investment, it would be premature to comment until all the details were released. This could only be possible once cabinets had approved the scheme. An index tracking median house prices in South Africa fell 1.8% in August from a year earlier, as tough financial conditions continued to weigh on the sector. The Standard Bank's monthly residential property gauge has been in negative territory since March. Higher interest rates and stricter credit laws introduced on June 1, 2007 have weighed on the sector. Property affordability has fallen since the central bank has raised rates by 5 percentage points in the past 2 years, stretching consumers to the limit at a time when they already face high inflation. The median house price was 550,000 rand, while the 5-month moving average fell by 7.7% year on year. Platinum giant Anglo Platinum has appointed Bongani Nkubaba, currently financial director of state power utility Eskom, as new chief financial officer and executive director of the board. Nkubaba will join the world's largest platinum producer in January. He will replace Norman Mbazima, who was recently appointed CEO of Score Metals, Anglo-American's diversified steel products business. Also making headlines, WBHO eyes growth as its earnings more than double. Bidvest says that tougher times create greater opportunities. August's manufacturing conditions improve. ARM CEO says the company is considering a number of platinum opportunities in Zimbabwe. Two workers are killed at Harmony's Eelandsrand mine. And the Waterberg region is to significantly boost South Africa's coal reserves as the deadline for depletion looms. In political news, the EU is to warn Russia on future ties with the bloc. A study reveals that circumcision problems impair HIV prevention. The Republican convention is off to a slow start. And the new UN rights chief will speak out for victims. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.